I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In the Southeast African country of Zimbabwe, inflation rose to nearly 192% in June, up from 132% in May. Christian World Outreach has worked in Zimbabwe since the year 2000. Greg Yoder says the financial crisis makes it difficult to plan.
And then even looking at, okay, we've got this amount of funds we had available. It's going to do less now than we thought it was. And, you know, just even talking with our national director, Onias Tapera, you know, he made the comment that it has a negative impact on morale with staff just because they always feel like they're putting out fires, you know, and trying to help people with their physical needs.
CWO works with pastors and lay leaders in Zimbabwe to raise Jesus-centered churches. Out of that ministry grew a need to help orphans whose parents died from AIDS. Ask God to give the CWO team wisdom as they navigate the economic crisis. And the fight for civilian rule continues in Sudan. The current ruling general dissolved a transitional military council Monday, voicing support for democratic rule. Protesters aren't convinced and remain in the streets despite threats and crackdowns. John is a gospel worker focused on Sudan and says circumstances vary for believers across the country, but danger remains high in places like Darfur.
Four men were arrested, jailed, beaten, and I think emotional torture by taking them out and saying, you either say that someone paid you to become a Christian, or according to Islamic law, we're going to behead you right now.
Please pray the Lord will strengthen his followers in Sudan, no matter what happens next. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.